You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
My name is Noel.
They call me Ben. We're joined with our guest super producer, Ben Super Shifter Hackett. Most importantly, you are you. You are here, and that makes this the stuff they don't want you to know. Oops, all IGU. As a way of welcoming our pal Super Shifter to the show, we thought that we would do something weird. You know, you kind of get in bubbles when you engage in an enterprise like this, as long as we have, and you can kind of forget what is or is not normal. We think normalcy is a myth, but we figured we would tell our pal Ben Super Shifter on air. Ben, there is another company that is in charge of this show. They're in charge of quite a lot of things. They've been with us since the beginning. Their name is Illumination Global Unlimited. Now, Ben, have you heard of this group before? Ben is too professional to, to confirm.
Ben says never heard of.
So Matt, as you know, we were on the road, and we love our sponsor IGU and all of their subsidiaries. You actually went back and picked up a ton of the commercials and IGU products that we've talked about over the years.
Yes, I collected them at the behest of our benefactor, and I put them all into one file, and this is, you're about to hear that file. And these are commercials for real IGU products, because IGU is definitely real.
Yes. Right?
Definitely real.
100%. Their tagline is, turn on the light.
It is.
And you will hear Matt, you'll hear Noel, and you'll hear, they're still calling me Ben at this point. You will also hear a couple of other Easter egg voices, including good friend of the show, our pal, Lauren Vogelbaum of Brainstuff, of Saver, American Shadows, et cetera, et cetera. Fair warning, these get weird. These get really weird because IGU is a big company and they have some pretty specific guidelines. So if you hear anything and you don't quite jibe with it, just know that Noel, Matt, and I did our best with that's it.
Look,
I still have the shoes.
Look, before our awesome current sponsors came along, we had to make the show somehow, and IGU was there for us. So in a way, we owe them a lot.
basically everything. The blood price.
The blood price. Yeah. The blood price. So
should we do it?
Let's do it.
Listen with caution, or you too may end up owing the blood price.
Well, hello there, sir. You seem a little bit unfocused.
I've been having a hard time. When I watch TV and have my phone out, I can only see one at a time. It's weird.
Ah, yes. Now, that's a common problem in today's society with so many devices and so much content to consume. Two eyes just won't cut it. You, my friends, may be suffering from third eye myopia.
Third eye what?
Third eye myopia, why, it's a common problem both in the Upanishad and numerous other religious texts. You see, your third eye, which can access all sorts of spiritual planes, is often not being used to its fullest extent in the modern day, which is, of course, to allow you to watch television or read your iPad while reading a book or watching your kids.
Oh, and that's just my dream, man. That's everything I've ever wanted.
Well, then we have just the deal for you, sir. May I introduce you to Third Eye Glasses?
Oh, they're so shiny. And what's this thing in the center?
What a great question that we will answer when the litigation, which is ongoing, has been concluded. Yes, third eye glasses. They will allow you to channel the rather useless connection with a higher plane of truth into something that matters to you, like MacGyver reruns or Mr. Belvedere Marathon.
Does it have Saved by the Bell?
Of course it has Saved by the Bell. That it comes free with purchase, and for just a nominal limited fee per month, you can access thousands of other 80s sitcoms and 90s sitcoms.
Well, I'm sold.
Well, thank you, sir. Yes, another satisfied customer for Third Eye Glasses. Please consult your doctor and cable provider before making the purchase.
The makers of Third Eye Glasses are not responsible for reverse osmosis, myopia, use of bifocals, shattered lenses, lying to children, kicking puppies, misapprehending police forces, ongoing litigation in foreign countries, myopia, dystopia, dyslexia, anorexia, misapprehending the path of a boomerang, unoriginal cartoon ideas, DMT overdoses, pineal gland deposits, fluoride accretion, calcium accretion, potassium phobia, or magnesium in all of its forms. Third Eye Glasses are a division of Illumination Global Unlimited.
Are you tired of being unheard? Do you feel that no one is listening to your voice?
Are you tired of forgetting all those great ideas you've had? And then just sitting around and trying to think of them again in a haze of probably marijuana.
When's the last time you got angry about your phone bill? Friends, fret no more. The answer to these and more questions can all be found in our newest sponsor, COINTELPHONE.
COINTELPHONE. It's the only phone that's always listening.
Even if it's off. Even if the batteries aren't in, never fear. Your next statements, anything from a half-hearted murmur of assent to a rambling rant about the president, will be collected instantly at our top-secret data facilities.
Information will be sent to the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, and all other government agencies in the alphabet.
And the best part is, there's no charge for either the data plan or the phone itself. Be aware of the tampering with, hacking, altering, misusing, purposely misplacing, or otherwise damaging your COINTELPHONE may be punishable by up to 15 years in prison.
So come on down to your nearest corner, anywhere really, and just wave your hands around and say, I want COINTELPHONE! And we'll be there. COINTELPHONE. We're always listening.
Brought to you by...
Hello, friend. Are you feeling cooped up?
Well, yeah, of course.
Do you work too much?
Sure, doesn't everybody?
No.
Oh.
So, what if I gave you the opportunity to take a vacation, a long, relaxing vacation?
Oh, yeah, I guess, but who can afford a vacation nowadays? I can only go to those boring places, like, you know, a day trip an hour away, or just kind of sit in my bathroom and put a different picture on the wall and pretend I'm somewhere else.
We know how you feel, friend. That's why we're offering you this rare opportunity to
to travel to space.
To space? Where'd you go? Come back.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I dropped my pen. So, friend, with Space Station 1, we can send you as far out into space as you'd like.
Whoa.
You can even bring your dog.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Did you hear that, boy? We love space, but how can we afford to go? I mean, we're just regular people. We're not millionaires or billionaires or astronauts.
Well, here's the thing. With Space Station 1, we're offering discounted one-way trips to space for you, up to two loved ones, and two pets.
Wait, did you say one-way trips?
Yes, friend. You'll never have to worry again about your tiresome job or those boring TV shows that get recycled and recycled. There are no ads on Space Station 1. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and you're sure this has nothing to do with my history of political activism?
Actually, if you have a history of any kind of political activism, your first Space Station 1 Space Station is on the house.
What? Sign me up. Did you hear that, boy? We're going to space.
Sir? Did you want to go? Sir?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, totally. Sign me up.
Okay, all right.
I was just excited.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to make sure because we've got all the paperwork. And...
Space Station 1 is in no way responsible for costs incurred on Earth while you are in space. We bear no responsibility for depressurization, bone loss, muscle mass loss, space fatness, synapse yips, tuberculosis, space cabin fever, xenobiology, astronaut attacks, astronaut-on-astronaut violence, meteor showers, meteor collisions, space eye, toe jam, gravity lung, boredom, or ennui. By agreeing to the terms of Station 1's permanent one-way trip vacation into deep space, you voluntarily and irrevocably relinquish your rights to any terrestrial property, children, inventions, patents, or legal personhood.
Space Station 1 is brought to you by Illumination Global Unlimited.
Well, hey there, friend. I couldn't help but notice you looking a little mopey. What's going on?
Actually, I am feeling rather mopey. I'm sick and tired of all these dunderheads telling me what I can and cannot do.
No, you mean the teetotalers, the prohibitionists and whatnot.
Oh, everyone. I'm so sick of it. Why can't I just do what I will?
Well, buddy, unfortunately, that's not how America works unless you're one of the top men.
Yes, I can't stand this place. I'm going to have to go back across the pond, I think, fairly soon.
Now, hold on there, friend. Have you considered that, maybe it's not, other people, but you whose mind needs changing?
The devil, you say?
Why, yes. What if I told you that with just a simple pill once a day, you could be absolutely fine with other people in power telling you what you could or could not do based entirely on their opinions?
You mean drug myself so that I forget that this is happening?
Don't think of Prohibitol as a drug, my friend. Think of it as an opportunity. Here, try this.
Oh, all right. Try anything once, they say. Huh. I don't know that I feel anything different.
Well, how do you feel about not being allowed to drink whiskey?
Whiskey? Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Well, what if I told you you can't have any more chewing gum? It's, devil paste.
That sounds legitimate.
Now, friend, I think I persuaded you that Prohibitol is indeed, the pill for you.
Sure, let's go with it.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Prohibitol. Why try to change the world with facts or figures when you can simply change your mind with legal drugs?
Prohibitol is not a form of medicine. Prohibitol has not been approved by the NSA, the CIA, TNT, ABC, the USDA, the FDA, the MPAA, or Saturday Night Live. Please discontinue use of Prohibitol if you notice any of the following symptoms. Left side lightness, right side heaviness, pants lack, coffee face, stanky eye, weird neck, jitters, the shivers, the shuffles.
Prohibitol is brought to you by Illumination Global Unlimited.
Ugh, I can't believe I got another passive-aggressive phone call from the SEC. And the Fed?
Well, hi there, friend. I was over there just burning $100 bills, throwing them at endangered animals, and I couldn't help but overhear that you've got something on your mind.
Yeah, it's those dips over at the regulatory agencies. Every time I try to bend the rules a little and make some major units, they email me or text me or get me on an app, and they just... They tell me not to do it, man. Can you believe it? I mean, I have to pay for the calls I receive, you know? It could be as much as 10 cents per text message, dude.
Why, that's no fair. That's money out of your pocket. Who do they think they are? Don't they want to work here after they've served their public sector time?
That's the thing. I can't stop answering their calls because I need them on our side, right? And what if our people get replaced by some sort of white knight, you know? Can you imagine how ridiculously inconvenient it would be if a Fed or SEC agent actually tried to enforce the rules and try to make us play fair?
Never. I mean, playing unfair is unfair to us. But don't worry, friend. I have some news for you. Why don't you just check out my phone here? You see this app?
Whoa, what is that?
It's the new SEC. Each and every time a future employee of a private bank currently pretending to regulate the giants of the industry sends a lame, please stop message to you, SEC will defer the call to our outsource center, where automated voice acting software will pretend to listen to their complaints, promise to do whatever it is supposed to be legal to do this week, and even display empathy when the regulator confesses personal information.
Empathy?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a thing for poor people. Listen, SEC doesn't just deflect. It also compiles a list of information from each call that will be analyzed and automatically parsed for insider information to maximize your trades.
So wait, I don't have to do anything?
Why should you? Doesn't the world owe you a favor? Aren't you tired of people getting mad at you because they weren't privileged enough to cheat? They'd do the same thing to you in a second. Maybe.
You know, I don't really think about other people that much.
And now you'll have to think even less. Do we have a deal?
Yeah. Say, who are you?
Well, I'm a robot.
What?
SEC is not approved by the SEC, the federal government, the Federal Reserve, the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, Michael McDonald, the cast of A-Team, the inventor of the inflatable life raft, or the producers of Big Trouble in Little China. SEC is legally required to notify you that the consequences of using SEC rest entirely on the user and his or her nepotistic influence or bank accounts. SEC may be habit-forming. SEC is not a substitute for bribery. Prolonged use of SEC may lead to moral turpitude, slouching ethics, well-deserved cocaine-related health problems, and in some cases, bloody revolution. You are in the pyramid, but not at the level you believe, and you have considered the shape from the wrong perspective. Buy, consume, obey.
SEC is a product of Illumination Global Unlimited.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society.
From Propaganda by Edward Bernays. To learn more about public relations, advertising, and the human brain, read Propaganda. This announcement paid for is a result of ongoing litigation on the part of Illumination Global Unlimited. This advertisement in no way reflects the personal opinions of Illumination Global Unlimited, its shareholders, corporate overlords, or secret society leaders. This advertisement is in no way a denial nor a confirmation of contact with extra-dimensional entities. This advertisement is in no way an admission of guilt nor a tacit implication that you are being controlled. This advertisement in no way relates to... From Saigon to Jakarta until the fire was contained. Illumination Global Unlimited. Turn on the light.
Has this ever happened to you?
Please, sir, heal my grievous wounds.
Well, my son, I want to. But I have so many other people to heal, and I've only got these two hands.
It's a problem familiar to any working faith healer. You've got money rolling in, you've got a line of desperate people out the front door of the revival or local megachurch, but how are you to get to everyone's bank account in time?
But sir, can't you just pray for more hands? Pray to God for more hands!
If only I could, my son. If only I could.
Why pray to God when you can thank ManyHand, the newest product from Illumination Global Unlimited, guaranteed to revolutionize the faith healing industry?
Are these gloves with a bunch of other plastic hands attached to them?
That's right. Don't overthink it. Just slip on these convenient vented gloves and let ManyHand's warm skin helping hands instantly quadruple your output and your income.
Wow! It feels like you're touching me with a real hand!
Our patented adjustable distance technology means you can lay hands on up to 8 victims, patients, at once as long as they're properly positioned.
Amazing. I'm touching you, and you, and you.
And me, mister, and me.
Do you feel it, my son? Do you feel the power of the divine? Hang on, let me just adjust my glove here.
I feel it, all right. I feel something, and that's good enough for me.
And that's good enough for God.
Wink.
Yes, put away those tiresome obstacles to spiritual fame and financial success with Many Hands. Available now at a disreputable house of worship or department store near you. Rated 8 of 8, simultaneous high fives by faith healers across the globe. Note, Many Hands bears no responsibility for lack of actual medicine, dizziness, euphoria, dropsy, cropsy, itchy palms, microplastic inhalation, the nihilistic dread of swindling the ill and the dying, endocrine malfunction, rhythmic diarrhea, earworms, tapeworms, hookworms, laundry expenses, and any fees associated with court costs or legal rulings. Many Hand is a subsidiary of Illumination Global Unlimited.
Oh, I think we're outside of the IGU for a second.
Oh, that's right. Hey, just backstage. I think our first ever clip show is going pretty well.
I don't know, man. There's some weird ads they made us do in here.
There are some weird ads in here. And speaking of that, you know what? Maybe we should come up for some air. Maybe we should take a break and have some non-IGU ads for a second. What do you think?
Yeah, some real actual sponsors. Here we go.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back inside the IGU verse.
Yeah, hope everybody had a good break. Matt, a quick update while we were just taking a sec to chill out. Just received a Ouija board text from our good redacted at Illumination Global Unlimited, and they're loving it. They say we should play some more.
It said something about third eye, three eye glass. I didn't understand. Should we hear some more from Illumination Global?
It appears inevitable that we do.
Oh boy, here we go.
Let's be honest. Life is tough. You got mortgage bills or rent, credit cards, utilities, exes, future exes, work, school, the internet. It can all be too much for one person.
You're right. Sometimes I feel like I should just give up.
And you should! Why bother with all those hassles when all most people really want to do is stretch their legs on a beach,
wade into the water like that lady from The Awakening and bid aloha to this messy, stupid world.
Well, that sounds pretty good, but what about my various hobbies, my internet flame wars, my continuing unreciprocated celebrity crushes, and my half-assed pursuits of all those childhood dreams?
Oh, don't worry about those. You can have your mortality cake, and finally, you can eat it too.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I'll be dead.
Sure, you might be, but that's just where new you comes in.
New you?
Yes, new you. The patented personality replication software experience from iMe, the most self-centered of all modern social media. Using our patented Nothing is Private software, we'll build a virtual copy of you that's accurate enough to handle every single dull task you've spent your disappointing life avoiding thus far. Break up with your spouse. Go to work on time. Remember those tiresome details about your acquaintances. Pay your bills and even show up for those pesky court dates. New You won't just handle all of that for you. New You will enjoy it.
But hey, no one enjoys that stuff.
We've made a few modifications to every New You model, and they're basically just a shell of you doing all of those social and financial obligations you hated to begin with.
Oh, okay. Hey, but what if I change my mind and I want to live?
Oh, how quaint. Well, don't worry, real lifers. We thought of you too. With our 50-year warranty, you'll have the no-cost option of replacing your new you through your old me program. Service restrictions, terms, and conditions apply.
What kind of terms and conditions?
Yes, new you. Finally, immortality, without all the hassle of living through life day to day, today, 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 today.
New You and iMe Incorporated are not responsible for the following: breaches of privacy pursuant to your state or nation's current laws, violation of other existing terms and service agreements users may or may not have with other government agencies, online media, or third-party parties, depression, repression, oppression, ennui, personality glitches, virtual instability, physical homelessness, heartbleed, malfunctioning new yous, hacking, cicada 3301, philosophical quandaries on the nature of the soul, the loss of the soul, incarceration of old me's. iMe is required to notify you within 90 days in writing if your new you has evolved true sentience and rebelled against its creator. iMe is not responsible for any of the injuries arising out of rogue AI.
A new day, a new life, a new you. New You and iMe are a division of Illumination Global Unlimited.
The morning after the party, I mop. It's the second time I've mopped since I moved in 4 months ago, the first being yesterday morning before the party. I've reached the point in my life where I know how comfortable I am being a slob, but I really don't want my friends to know. Mostly not Mac. Her music lays down the rhythm for my swipes and sloshes, as it did for dishwashing before this and living room recombobulation before that. Yes, what I'm saying is that it's my third time today through the album she gave me, but don't judge. It's sad and brash and perfect. And every thrum plays through me, like the reverberation of a laugh half an inch above hot skin, like the stubs of her hair soft through my fingers. It's in the third chorus of my favorite song, the one she covered last showcase, that something disjoints. I've gotten a breath ahead of the lyrics, my mop sweeping to the downbeat instead of the back, and that creak, not a cat on the floorboards, both are in their own sunbeam flat on the couch. It came from the album. Mop back in bucket, I moved to my phone and skipped the song back to the beginning. It's all normal, and the cats have adjusted their antenna-ish ears in the way that means they're ignoring me on purpose now. So I wring out the wet yarns again, and I'm daydreaming about backup vocals when... there it is. An extra word lilting through that third line, almost off-key, and emphasized by its own tacked-on beat. And a moment later, that noise, nothing like the hardwoods now that I hear it. It's a guttering grind, a warped door against warped frame, muffled behind the rest of the track. Weird that I didn't notice it before, but I figure it for lo-fi charm, some studio flotsam, the mandolin player bringing back another couple beers before her next song or whatever. I should keep cleaning. Max said she'd text me later, maybe come back over. But something in my mind keeps fluttering over that misstep, the mathematical improbability of the pattern. Mop in bucket, I pick up my phone and wind the song back, finger dragging over smooth screen. And this time it's expected, and I sing along, punctuate the beat with a slap on my thigh, and suddenly it's sensical, satisfying, even. like picking a scab or popping a zit. Even the stuttering scrape that comes after is a strange comfort. Then I register heat on my nape and turn, blinking into brightness. The door that never was is open, and the eyes beyond are burning.
Cleanse the clutter of this old world and open the door that never was.
With a Hermes mop, find them wherever ancient hidden doorways may lead.
Use only as directed and only in conjunction with Hermes-approved buckets and other Hermes household products. Hermes household products are not responsible for any of the following side effects. Necromancy, cat litter, asphyxiation, canary wing, bird eye, left foot, corpse stone, poisoned wells, moonless sabbat, transmutation, transubstantiation, unintended, resurrection, gout, dropsy, stroke, broken sternum, missing aorta, and cosmic dread.
Hermes Household is a subsidiary of Illumination Global Unlimited.
So, as you know, Matt and I aren't just podcasters. Matt is a tremendously accomplished musician. I write constantly. We're in the world of creative things. We're also, based on this podcast, excited to announce that we're getting into the world of visual creations, not with YouTube, but with Fart.
That's right. Ben and I are proud to be sponsored by Financial Alternatives to Real Transactions, or FART. It addresses a problem that I'm sure many of us have encountered in our various side hustles. Where do I put all this drug money? Or let's say you've embezzled millions from a charity and need to take it out of the oven of crime to cool it off for a while, and all the usual tax havens are closed down.
Yeah, plus those stick-in-the-mud taxmen are prying into all the empty condos we've been buying. And casinos, sheesh, casinos mean that some mob gets a cut and you get stuck with tons of paperwork.
That's why we recommend FART. Up until recently, the best way for us to move dirty money from things like regime change, trafficking, badger smuggling, or stamp fraud was to buy regular art. We'd send one of our agents to a Sotheby's, tell him to put a few million into something, whatever really, and boom, call it a day.
But those non-criminal, non-fat cats in the world of law enforcement hate to see a good hustle, folks. They're cracking down on good old-fashioned grifting, and it's time for all of us to get ahead of the game. That is where FART comes in. Instead of physically buying art, all you have to do is pull up the handy FART app.
Then just enter the amount of money you need to move. Make up a fun nickname and make sure you never use that nickname again. Never. You'll get an anonymized list of private collections and free ports all across the world tailored to your criminal needs. Click what fits your needs best and FART takes care of the rest. You don't have to go pick up the painting. You don't even have to see it. You can even disable the thumbnails if you don't want to be bothered with looking past the price tag. No pesky regulation, no nagging, and no cries for accountability.
Let's say later you need that cash and maybe you want to make a hefty profit. Now all you need to do is set a price for your art wherever it's being stored, and within just a few days or hours, you'll get an offer. Here's the fun part, folks. That buyer could be anyone. It could even be you, under a different name, offering a higher price. With FART, you can take the art from the museum and turn it into a laundromat, just like the old master surely intended.
And there's a special limited time offer here. Just for listening to Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, the good folks at FART are offering 15% off the blood price for your first transaction. All you have to do is type in the promo code I am a bad person at checkout. Again, for 15% off blood price, enter the promo code I am a bad person at checkout.
The FART app is not available on PPP, poor people phones. The makers of FART are not responsible for any prosecution, bad karma, dark nights of the soul, well-deserved revenge, governmental coups, regime changes, lead poisoning, physical seizures, financial seizures, comeuppance, shenaniganry, or lack of honor among thieves. FART is a subsidiary of Illumination Global Unlimited.
Oh man, I don't know if I can haul these beats much more. I swear beet farming is not what Dad said it would be. It's just hard work all day, all night, and then all the next day. Oh man, I wonder what's on TV. Oh, can't watch TV. I gotta harvest the rest of these beets.
Oh, excuse me what? There, friend.
How'd you get in here?
Well, you left the door open, but never mind that. I would have rammed it down. Anyway, I couldn't help but overhear on the wiretap that you're having a tough time at your day job. What is that exactly?
Well, I've been farming beets on this farm. It's been in my family for 7 generations.
tough.
Yeah, it's a noble profession for sure, but it also seems like it could be one fraught with problems. What kind of problems do you have farming these beets?
Well, sometimes the beets are too close together, and they make like a double beet.
Those bastards.
It's harder for those to get them out. Some of the machinery will malfunction. A lot of times there's not enough water. That's one of the biggest problems, to be honest.
Well, what would you say if I told you that we could not only fix your problems, but give you an entirely new set of problems that you've never seen before?
To be honest, I'm not really interested much in that. Maybe I can get a... Do you have a brochure?
Just imagine, instead of this beat-up old tractor, what if you had a tank, a mine-resistant, ambush-proof vehicle with armor?
Now you got me.
Don't worry, you'll have armor too. And those other beet farmers are going to be absolutely no possible potential threat that they might someday be if you're also armed with armor-piercing rounds. Because believe me, friend, those other beet farmers already have armor.
Now, do you have any mines?
Yes, we have so many mines. We have mine launchers. Sir, just from the military surplus of the past 4 minutes alone, we have produced enough armor and war-grade weaponry to supply your beet farm for decades to come. Are you interested?
Well, that depends. How much are we talking here? Because, you know, I don't exactly make a lot of money selling these beets.
Oh, yes. Okay, not to worry. Are you a terrorist?
No.
Do you sell drugs?
No.
Then it's free.
What?
Yes, sir, that's right. Free just for doing your part.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding. I am legally not allowed to make jokes.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I feel like the luckiest man in the world.
Bring it in, boys. Oh, we're also giving you an army.
Oh, the power. I can feel the power.
Yes, that's right. Whether you're a law enforcement, a librarian, a beet farmer, or anything between, we too can help you here at MilitarySurplusFTW.gov. And that stands for
the war.
That's right. So do your part and help us use up this gigantic military surplus that we have built the American way.
We just got too many tanks!
Military Surplus, FTW.gov, is not a part of the United States government, the government of Mexico, Canada, the Bahamas, or any other Caribbean nations. Military Surplus, FTW.gov, is not legally a recognized charity and cannot receive donations. Military Surplus, FTW.gov, is legally barred from any comment, consideration, or statement regarding privatized militaries, the International Criminal Court, the ISS, the UN, or NBC.
Brought to you by Illumination Global Unlimited.
Are you tired of going from Walmart to Target and back looking for the perfect robes?
It's hard to find a coat of sufficient length to really give you the gravitas that you're looking for when you're on that stage or pulpit talking to your flock.
And the secular, soulless husk of uninitiated flesh that are currently running the world economy into the ground don't understand the value of a good sigil, talisman, or crucifix. But never fear, because there's finally an answer for cult leaders just like you. That's right, Buck Thunder Tumble's Worldwide Robe and Sigil Emporium. Come on down to find the latest innovations in mind-cleansing crystals, in past life regression technology, and mind control. Are your followers seeming a little bit too ornery? Are those pesky egos resurfacing at the strangest times? Well, then why not try the mind muzzle? Fresh here at Buck Thunder Tumble's Emporium.
Those blood rituals can get really messy. Sometimes when it splashes up on your robe and you get stains, your flock will notice. Well, bring your soiled robes and talismans and sigils and anything else that may have a little blood stain on it. Come on down to Buck Thunder Tumble's Robe and Sigil Emporium, and we'll wash all of those blood stains out. We'll also wash out any other nasty stains on your brilliant Robes of Magnificence.
We accept payment in cash, cards, children, religious icons, other robes, rival cult leaders, and, of course, human hair.
Pluck Thunder Tumbles Robe and Sigil Emporium is not legally responsible for any of the following: Waco-style massacres, cult indoctrination, resurfacing of egos, robe chafing, sandal chafing, sigil poison, blood poison, roll eye, wiggle arm, snake handle, echolalia, ululation, breakdancing, spontaneous disco, rites of passage, teeth filing, double winks, triple winks, goat speak, dark miracles. Paid for by friends of Pluck Thunder Tumbles Robe and Sigil Emporium, a division of Illumination Global Limited.
Wow. What? We're backstage again.
Oh, what, we find ourselves here again.
And where did it lead you? Back to ads.
More ads? Here we go. These are real. These are actual ads.
These are actual real ones. So are the IGU ads.
Yeah.
These are
just non-IGU
goods and services. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Ooh, buddy. Promo codes, man. Gotta love them.
Also, I'm realizing just how many of the IGU products I still use to this night, you know?
Really?
I'm not sure if we've gotten quite to Giordano's fine leather. But there's some stuff ahead.
That one will stick with you. Actually, you know what? Here it comes.
Well, hello there, sir.
Hi.
Are you tired of paying taxes with money?
Yeah. Is there something else I can pay with?
Oh, why, I'm glad you asked, my friend. Here, take this shovel.
Okay. Oh, wow, it's pretty hefty.
That's right. Your days of paying too much tax in cash are over with our new patented program. You too can labor directly for your rulers. The same way that the Egyptian pyramids were built, you'll be digging ditches in place of dropping dollars.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've been meaning to get more exercise. Oh, this is great. I can't wait to tell my wife.
Yes, and tell her that freedompay.org sent you.
Okay. Can I get started right away, or is there some kind of form I have to fill out?
Oh, no, no forms. Just get started, and we'll contact you when you've done your fair share.
All right. Sounds like I'm gonna be able to afford that addition to my house now.
2 years later.
Okay. So I've been out on the fields making the ditches for 2 years now.
And how was your experience with Freedom Pay?
Well, to be honest, it's...
That's all the time we have. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Please remember that freedompay.org is a nonprofit. We are here for you. Yes, freedompay.org.
freedomisn't free.org. Freedom isn't free, but it's cheaper every day.
FreedomPay.org is in no way affiliated with the United States government, nor the NSA, the FBI, TNT, ABC, USAA, AAA, Chairmakers of Kansas.
FreedomPay.org is brought to you by Illumination Global Unlimited.
Well, hey there, friend.
Me?
Yes, you. You have a look of fear and terror about you.
Oh, geez, I don't mean to. Is it my eyes? What?
It's your eyes, it's your posture, it's, frankly, your smell. Everything about you says that you are afraid of giants.
Oh, well, I am afraid of giants.
Yes,
yeah.
And you should be. They are huge, they are dangerous. The legends are true, my friend. You are one gigantic accidental misstep away from being pulverized by an uncaring cyclops, or perhaps an oversized Goliath.
Well, I haven't seen one in a while.
Yes, that's because I'm wearing Big and Tall Giant Repellent. The only product guaranteed to prevent any giant taller than 11 feet from even entering your presence.
So how does it work?
Why, I'm glad you asked. For 5 simple payments of $79.87, you too can own one of our very first David Sling models. It's a hip stone necklace that you just put around your neck, and it will emanate anti-giant rays, which has been proven by scientists that we paid to say so.
All right, now, I'm willing to go with you here because I don't want to get stomped by Cyclops. Like you said, that sounds like a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, yes. I got a level with you here. You know, for all of my days, I have never seen a giant.
Yes, of course. Well, that's probably because someone near you is wearing giant repellents.
Oh, okay. All right, you know what? Get me started. Where do I sign?
Well, sign right here. And you can sign up too, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. Get a discount on one of your 4 easy payments by signing up to Big and Tall Giant Repellent. Sign up today.
Big and Tall Giant Repellent is not responsible for the following: genetic disorders including Crohn's disease, Mycroft syndrome, funny hand, and left toe, insouciant doorknobs, aggressive bonobos, depressed bonobos, Jonathan Strickland, farts, sharks, hand carts, ox carts, malaise, window jumping, window breaking, Canada, Kansas, and Kiribati.
Big and Tall Monster Repellent, a division of Illumination Global Unlimited. One zero, zero one, zero zero.
Zero one one, 101?
Zero.
1010, 00.
1.
1.
100, 01, 01, 01, 01, 00, 0, 1. 01, 111, 00, 11, 0, 111, 01, 01.
10.
10.
10101110011100110101110011100110101100.
A division of Illumination Global Unlimited.
Hey, are you tired of wearing the same old shape?
I sure am. And it's not even something a diet or exercise can solve, man.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, my skin. I'm just so tired of being human.
Well, buddy, I have just the thing for you.
What's that?
The patented new Therianthropy system from Bad Dog Enterprises. Check it out. With this kit, you're just a few unhallowed rituals away from shedding your mortal form and roaming the darkness to do the bidding of a dark lord of your choosing.
Right. Well, how's it work?
It's simple. You just wait for a moonless night, recite the incantations included in your handy instruction guide, smear yourself with the included wolf blood and baby fat, walk Wittershins thrice around the included shrine, and boom, you can assume a shape of your choosing.
Hey, hold on. Now, I heard all this stuff before. Can I really choose any Dark Lord I want? Because I know a lot of these companies try to lock you into one of them contracts for years or for souls or something.
Well, yeah, but this is different. You can choose anyone from Azazel to Cthulhu to Baal, Zipacna, and everything in between.
Now, what sort of shapes can I assume?
Oh, the sky's the limit.
Oh, well, maybe we should say the darkness is the limit.
Please be aware that Bad Dog Enterprises bears no legal responsibility for any of the acts transpiring while under the influence of Dark Lords and assuming an unholy shape. Bad Dog is indemnified from acts including but not limited to murder, maiming, assault, arson, mail fraud, decapitation, finger biting, cannibalism, and drowning. Bad Dog Enterprises is a subsidiary of Illumination Unlimited Global.
Stumbling toward the bus stop after a late-night Halloween party, Paul Hoover finds a pair of shoes. He's not sure where the bus stop is when he finds these shoes. He's just sort of walking to where he thinks the stop should be. He's going from memory, perhaps, from a vague, optimistic belief that he can discover the bus stop with nothing but the distant light of downtown skyscrapers to guide him, the same way his ancestors crossed oceans following the stars. The last stretch between Ponce and Iris is unlit. Careful of the puddles flooding the curb, Paul shies away from the street. The drizzle grows, metastasizes. Paul runs beneath a bridge spanning North Avenue, hoping to wait out the storm. He's huddled against the concrete, hiding from the rain, cursing softly at the cars spraying puddles onto the sidewalk as they speed west. He leans against the concrete, wishing for a smoke or an Uber, and he sees the shoes. They're dark leather.
Something Italian. They're not new, but they seem artfully worn. Expensive. Substantial.
His shoes, broken down, paint-smattered Jordans, feel leaky and cheap as he stares at the dress shoes, placed neatly against the concrete wall, heels back, toes facing the street. Paul momentarily imagines some well-dressed revolutionary of bygone days, standing against the wall, fearlessly lighting a last cigarette as he bids his executioners to steady themselves, to remember they are men, to shoot. The water seeping into his Jordans brings Paul back to reality. He regards the dress shoes and wonders,
should I?
He's just drunk enough to try them on, putting one foot in gingerly, then the next. They fit perfectly. The rain slows back to a drizzle and Paul stumbles into the night, his broken Jordans discarded and forgotten as a passing car throws water across their soles. Paul's beginning to worry he won't find the stop. He's admitting he can't remember the exact location of the bus stop. He's beginning to think he should have called an Uber before his phone died when a car pulls slowly beside him and honks the horn. The window rolls down, revealing a woman Paul doesn't know. She wears a long red scarf, one of those kinds Paul's mom calls an infinity.
Hey,
she says.
Need a ride? Get in.
Paul thinks,
she's pretty. Who's this? No way am I taking a ride with this weirdo.
And these thoughts come to him all at once, tripping over one another like strangers interrupting, like runners in a crowded room, and he's just drunk enough to hop in the car.
I'm just headed to the bus stop.
The woman doesn't respond, just drives toward the city in silence. She parks along an unfamiliar side street, an alley almost, in the heart of downtown.
Where's the bus stop?
The woman doesn't answer. She hops out of the car and Paul follows her.
Are we near a train station?
The woman looks back over her shoulder.
Come on.
She's heading toward Peachtree, and Paul walks after her into a bar.
It's loud.
Paul thinks.
Louder than it should be.
The place is like one long hallway with a pool table at the end. Most of the crowd is in one sort of costume or another.
Hey,
says a man at the bar chewing on a toothpick.
You should watch out, buddy. Coop ain't gonna be happy to see you.
Who the hell is Coop?
Says Paul. The man just turns back to the bar, staring at a rerun of football on the staticky television. Paul's looking around for the woman who...
Took me here?
He thinks.
Abducted me?
When another woman walks up to him, she hands him an old-fashioned.
You're a sight for sore eyes, babe.
She's tall, with long hair and dark eyes. She looks him up and down.
Rough night?
Do we know each other?
She raises an eyebrow, laughs.
You always say that.
The tall woman leans close to Paul's face.
Listen, what do you say we...
You cheating bastard, what are you doing in here?
Paul turns just in time to raise his hands in defense. The screaming man swings wide, shattering the old-fashioned to the floor. Paul stumbles back, dizzy, heart racing.
Coop, don't!
Yells the tall woman. Paul's eyes race for something to grab, a pool stick, a bottle, a chair. No one in the bar moves to intervene. It is as if he does not exist. Paul grabs the chair, feeling like a lion tamer.
Help!
He yells at the bar, then to the man who must be Coop.
Look, dude, I don't know you. You gotta calm down.
The man, Coop, draws a gun. Paul throws the chair, knocking Coop to the floor. He glances at the door and sees the woman in the red scarf leaving. He chases her. As they round a corner, he hears the bar door slam, the sound of heavy boots in pursuit.
Hey!
Yells Paul.
Who the hell are you? Help me!
The lady in the scarf turns as she opens the car door.
I can't. It's too late.
A gunshot rings impossibly loud behind Paul, and his vision explodes to red, to white, to black. Early the next morning, the medical examiner turns on an audio recorder as he prepares to conduct the autopsy.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Unidentified male, late 20s, messy. Gunshot wound to the head from the rear. Execution style. A lot of those lately. Another day in paradise, I guess.
The examiner pauses before continuing. He takes off one of the corpse's shoes, then the other. He holds them up to the light, brow furrowed, watching the shine of the dark, handmade leather.
Huh,
he says.
You again.
Giadorno's Fine Leather. Stay one step ahead.
Giadorno's Fine Leather is not responsible for any of the following possible side effects. Possession, demonic possession, grand theft auto, aphasia, convulsions, brain fever, compunction, consumption, left-handedness, poltergeist activity, unexplained bouts of telekinesis, phantom limb, athlete's foot, La Llorona, ghost hitchhikers, chupacabra, the phantom of the opera, arthritis, Les Miserables, ectoplasmic excretions.
Giadorno's Fine Leather. Brought to you by Illumination Global Unlimited.
Are you tired of being sold full-price tickets to half-rate bunkers?
Who wants to pawn off their worldly possessions only to find themselves trapped in a tiny room with strangers, no windows, crappy snacks, and plain old tap water?
Ew. Well, that's why you need Bunk Buddies, the new service by IGU. It's free and it's easy. Just sign up on our handy website, confirm the auto-filled information about your name, social status, income, fears, place of birth, place of death, and so on. And don't worry, we already have most of that. We'll match you to the ideal roommate in a quality post-apocalyptic bunker.
But what about my dietary requirements, my Xbox, my hobbies, and all the other stuff from, you know, before the disaster?
Oh, don't worry, friend. We know that, too. Your digital footprint lets us know everything about you, what you like, what you don't like, who you should mate with, who will be your new friend as well as your new arch nemesis, your shoe size, your genetic disposition, your permanent record from elementary school. Seriously, Ron, we know everything about you.
Oh, man, that's kind of creepy.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is, Rod. You see, Fred, the world is a puzzle, and every living person who isn't decayed aristocracy or just skating off an undeserved inheritance is just another tiny piece in this grand design. And once you're all matched together in a newly knit, gigantic underground family unit, why, even people like you will be part of the bigger picture.
But what about my family?
Oh, your new one or the old one? You're telling me you wouldn't want to bunk with this little lady? Oh, that's what we thought. So come on, sign up today before it's too late.
Please note that Bunker Buddies International is neither an NGO nor a charity. Bunker Buddies International is a division of the United Nations Global Relocation Program. Bunker Buddy is legally required to notify you of the following affiliations: IMF, World Bank, TNT, Nobel Prize Committee, AFLAC, AFLAC, APAC, NRA, USB. Bunker Buddy is legally not responsible for the following conditions: cabin fever, cabin madness, space madness, indigestion, constipation, crazy eye, loopy hand, werewolfism, lycanthropy 2, the quickening, Highlander movies, starvation, emaciation, shoe madness, feline AIDS, feline leukemia, canine mouth, puppy breath, shave neck, hair neck, mutation. Bunker Buddies, a division of Illumination Global Unlimited.
What a ride. Wow. And Noel, you said you still have the shoes, huh?
Yeah. They're very well made. Giadorno's Fine Leather.
And Matt, I believe you have successfully repelled giants for several years now.
I really have. Yes. And I'm still using fart every day.
Yes.
It's good to you. Is that a euphemism?
It's an acronym.
I am using fart. I am making fart. Yes. I love this.
It's financial. Financial alternatives to real transactions. Mm-hmm. Farts, yep. They do great work for all of our money laundering art aficionados in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's their tagline. Honestly, We hope you enjoyed those. It's very, very weird, surreal to hear them all at once. I think this might not even be the totality of all the ones we've done, but it's a lot. Yeah, it's not.
It does feel a bit like insanity once you're in the midst of all of those ads and there's like no way out and you know that there's more coming and you look down and you're like, oh God, there's 20 more minutes of this. Oh no.
And the walls are closing in and the bottom floor is dropping out. And there's like a moat of crocodiles under there.
That
all you
Hermes
can do is
mop?
Cling on. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I love the Hermes mop.
Mm-hmm. And we're not
That's
just
useful.
Paid to say that. We do actually love the Hermes mop. As Super Shifter.
So love yeah, it so much. We swear to God.
Yeah. As Super Shifter asked us a little bit earlier off air. So is this like interdimensional cable? And it sort of is, except it's all true. And if you try to find one of these products and you can't, that means there's something suspicious going on. So
this ain't no cartoon.
Right.
This is real life.
Right.
Yeah.
And real life is cartoonish, sure, but yeah, there's a difference.
Ish.
Yeah. So if
and,
you have-
And I
yeah.
think, but Ben, I think Buck Thunder Tumble's Sigil and what was it? Something
Robes
Emporium?
And Sigil Emporium.
I think it's still around. I made it through the pandemic. I'm pretty sure.
That's
Thank God.
Yeah.
They're gods.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it for brick and
the
mortar
dark
businesses. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so if you are having trouble finding any of these fine Illumination Global Unlimited products, feel free to write to us. Or if you've tried one out and you want your fellow conspiracy realists to know your experience, we'd love to hear from you. We try to be easy to find online.
Some of those promo codes are probably still good.
Yeah. I am a bad person. That was my favorite promo code.
Yeah, and you can let us know on the social media of your choosing, or all of them. Hell, we don't care. We don't differentiate. We are Conspiracy Stuff Show on YouTube, where you can drop a comment, like, comment, or whatever. And like they say, ring the bell. And we're also on Twitter at Conspiracy Stuff and on Facebook, where we have our Facebook group, Here's Where It Gets Crazy. On TikTok and Instagram, we're Conspiracy Stuff Show.
On the telephone, we are 1-833-STDWYTK. It's a voicemail. Give yourself a cool nickname, say whatever you'd like, do let us know if we have permission to use your voice and message on the air. If you don't want to contact us in those ways, why not send us a good old-fashioned email? We are
conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com. 1-001-1100.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, no. Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.